From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More evidence of a faltering economic recovery as NPR's John Itzty reports new home sales fell to a record low in July and demand for big-ticket factory items was disappointing.
New home sales dropped sharply last month, falling almost 12.5%. Figured on a yearly basis, the pace of sales was just under 277,000, according to the Commerce Department. That's the slowest pace recorded since 1963. The worse-than-expected news comes on the heels of a report yesterday that existing home sales plunged 27% last month. Meanwhile, a government report on new orders to factories for durable goods showed manufacturing, one of the strongest legs of the recovery, wobbling. While orders were up 0.3% overall, the report was distorted by a huge increase in purchases of commercial aircraft. After factoring out the volatile transportation sector, orders to factories fell almost 4% in July. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Alaska's Republican Senate primary still too close to call, with 98% of ballots counted. Senator Lisa Murkowski trails challenger Joe Miller by fewer than 2,000 votes so far. As many as 16,000 absentee ballots have yet to be counted, and that won't happen until the end of the month. In Florida, newcomer Rick Scott beat out the more established Bill McCollum in the Republican primary for governor. But Larry Sabato, director of University of Virginia's Center for Politics, says the primary season isn't particularly anti-incumbent.
Now, the general election is bound to see more incumbents lose, though even there, it's likely that about 90% of the incumbents will be reelected.
It certainly was the incumbent's moment in Arizona, where longtime Senator John McCain prevailed in the primary. A wave of bomb attacks today in Iraq has left more than 60 dead and more than 250 wounded. More from NPR's Mike Schuster in Baghdad.
As many as 20 car bombs, many of them detonated by their drivers, exploded across Iraq. At least four hit Baghdad, and other targets included Kirkuk in the north, Basra in the south, as well as Ramadi, Kut, Muqtadiyah, and elsewhere. The most deadly bombs hit Baghdad and Kut. The Baghdad bombing hit a police station, leaving 15 dead. The Kut bombing killed at least 15, nearly all police, in a blast aimed apparently at the local government council building. The bombings appear to have been coordinated, and the timing is also significant, coming just a day after the U.S. military here declared that the drawdown of U.S. forces had been completed. Now there are fewer than 50,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. The message of the attacks seems to be, with the U.S. reducing its troops, the Iraqi government is not capable of providing security to the people of Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
Dow's down 50. This is NPR News. NATO's the target of a suspected Taliban infiltrator. Today, two Spanish police and an interpreter were killed by an Afghan policeman they were training. The assailant was later killed. The Spanish government described the incident as a terrorist premeditated attack. It stopped short of accusing Taliban militants. But previous attacks within coalition ranks have been carried out by Taliban insurgents. In Mauritania, a suspected suicide bomber has been shot and killed after he tried to drive a truck loaded with explosives into an army barracks. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports the attack is blamed on the North African branch of Al-Qaeda.
Troops guarding the military base in the eastern Mauritanian city of Nema opened fire when the truck's driver ignored orders to stop, setting off explosives and killing the driver. The dawn raid is believed to be the work of the militant group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. It came a day after the Al-Qaeda affiliate released, reportedly for a ransom, two Spanish aid workers kidnapped in Mauritania last November. The army in the Sahara Desert nation has been on high alert after messages posted on the internet threatening retaliation for a strike on an Al-Qaeda base across the border in Mali last month. A number of militants were reported killed and the group vowed to avenge their death. Ophébie Equistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Hot weather is helping spread wildfires in Oregon, California, and Idaho. On the outskirts of Ashland, Oregon, a tourist spot best known for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, a fire set off explosions and burned through several homes yesterday. In southern Idaho, a fire burned more than 510 square miles. In Southern California, same scene. This is NPR.